The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
19 past 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. It's a really extraordinary letter that's addressed to Michigan's political leadership. It's leaders from healthcare, public health, university, labor, all these leaders from across the state of Michigan calling on the administration and the state legislature to demonstrate, quote, complete unity of purpose to combat surging COVID-19 cases in Michigan. One of the signees is the executive chairman of DTE Energy, Jerry Anderson. He's on the line with us right now. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. This is an important letter. What made you and the folks at DTE want to sign on with this urging to our political leaders in Lansing?
Well, as you said, there's been a group of healthcare and public health and university and business and labor leaders who've been watching this together since the outset. And we are really concerned about what we're seeing, not only in Michigan, by the way. Many of these companies have operations around the world, and there's a serious second wave sweeping Europe right now. We're seeing cases spike in other states. Next door in Wisconsin, they have got a full-scale outbreak underway. And the reality is we're on the front edge of our own serious second wave here in Michigan, unless we turn it back. And our belief is that what we need to turn this back is a collective mindset across our 10 million citizens in Michigan that says we're all going to do our part. And our political leaders play such an important role in shaping that mindset, either a united mindset or a divided, fractious mindset, that we called on them essentially saying that this is too important. We cannot let divisive politics be in the way of it. You've got to call the citizens of Michigan to step in and deal with this, or we're going to be where Wisconsin is all too soon.
A letter like this, I mean, 32 state leaders like yourself signing on to this letter, I mean, this carries some weight, doesn't it?
Well, I think it does, and it's a diverse group. It's not simply business. It's also labor. It's also the leaders of our largest hospital systems across the state. It's our largest university presidents who also happen to be health experts, each of them. And so you've got a lot of people from diverse backgrounds who are all of a common mindset, and that is that this is serious, and it's not a time for debate. It's a time for action, united action, in order to push this back, because I think we all know that not only the health of our people, but the health of our economy is so closely tied to how well we deal with this pandemic.
I mean, if these numbers continue to go up, we're going to see a situation like we had back in March and April, quite frankly, where things are shut down. And I don't know that the economy can handle a second shutdown.
It can't handle it. You know, one of the things we've learned in our businesses is if we undertake the basic disciplines, we operate safely. We don't become spread sites, and it's not complicated. You know, where people are in close working quarters, we're in masks. We've been that way since April, and it's just become sort of second nature to us. And we're asking our people to socialize carefully. And a lot of the spread now is happening in social settings across the state. We saw it on university campuses in a big way across the end of the summer and into the early fall. But the concerning thing is now that actually other age groups have passed the college age kids. And concerningly, people in their 70s and 80s are now getting cases in significant numbers. And that's where the risk lies. 80-year-olds are still passing away at a 20% rate when they get this. And it's almost 10% for people in their 70s. So what we say in the letter is that, look, our risk varies, but the job that everybody has is to protect those who are most vulnerable.
This is about as nonpartisan as you can get because, as you said, a very diverse group from business and labor and healthcare calling on not just singling out the governor, not just singling out the Republican legislature, but saying to all sides, all political stripes in Lansing, get it together, unify, and help keep us safe. And I think that will go a long way. I hope it goes a long way. What's your thought? Do you think this is going to be a good wake-up call to our political leaders in Lansing?
I certainly hope it is. I've had response and communication from some of the leaders that it was very well received. Now, the proof's in the pudding. We need to see if they come out and set aside differences and unite in the call for what we need to do. We really can't argue and debate when numbers are rising the way we are. We simply need to call on people to do what's proven to stem tides like this. So I really hope it does. And you're right. The signatories to this letter, I can guarantee you, are of all political stripes. There are plenty of Democrats in that group and plenty of ours and things in between. But the belief expressed in the letter is common to all of them.
Talking with DTE Energy Executive Chairman Jerry Anderson. Jerry, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you how things are going at the Blue Water Energy Center, especially in this most unusual year. Has COVID set that project back any?
Well, it did initially. We shut down construction back when that was called for. But after getting protocols in place, and when the state allowed construction to resume, we did, and construction picked that back up and is progressing well.
That's fantastic. We'll be anxiously watching that project. Jerry, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for being a signer to that letter. We hope that it has some impact.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.